Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. A win's a win, I guess. Chelsea winning 3-2 against Luton at Kenilworth Road. A place which you all said would be tough to go. And this is your Chelsea Echo voice note review. My God. That was a bit of a roller coaster at the end. Chelsea 3-0, comfortable, cruising. And then, you know what? We thought, you know what? We've not done that enough recently. Let's just make ourselves panic right at the end. I've definitely knocked off at least about 25 minutes of my life just watching that last bit of the second half. But a win's a win. Thiago Silva was seething right at the end, obviously, as well, seeing those two late goals. Rightfully so. It's great to have him sort of put it in place, going, look, we won the game, but let's crack on. But now, speaking of cracking on, 2024 is around the corner. Let's kick on and make sure that after two wins on the bounce, getting some form of a semblance of form, we can carry on doing the same. Let me hand you over to the boys now for their thoughts on the game.
Well, as Lewis said there, that was in the end a tense ending to that game. But a win at Kenilworth Road, a first away win in, well, we lost four in a row before that, so a first in five away from home in the Premier League. Two Premier League wins on the bounce, and a really good way to end 2023, which has been a dire year for Chelsea, let's be honest. But I want to talk about one man in particular, Nani Madueke. I don't think he's had his opportunities really so far. That's come from a mix of injuries and just not being seen as being good enough, I guess. Scored the winning penalty and won the winning penalty against Crystal Palace. Scored a really nice goal today, well taken, and linking up well with Cole Palmer, who again was exceptional. And I think he's now made his case to be a regular starter for the club, certainly for a little while. Get a little bit of a starting run in this team. And, you know, Raheem Sterling was on the sideline, so I didn't even come on. I really struggled to see how he gets into that starting 11 at the moment, but given how he's played recently and how Madueke's playing, Mudrick's playing, obviously, in Nkunku. And I thought, again, Nico Jackson had a good game today, generally, and Broya as well was solid. So Nonny, for me, is now a regular starter, and I'm hoping that can continue into the new year. Happy New Year, everyone.